Okay, we continue in the first parak of Maseches Tamei, and Be'ez Hashem today we will conclude the first parak of Maseches Tamei with Mishnayos Gimel and Dalit. So Mishnah Gimel is going to teach us that the Gzeira of Tamei is only if you buy grain or fruits from an Am Haaretz to eat it, to drink it, or to anoint your skin with it. But if you buy the fruits from an Am Haaretz for some other reason, and the Mishnah will give a variety of other reasons, there is no Gzeira of Tamei. There is no Chiyuv to take Maestros for the Halacha of Demai. So here are the cases. Halokech lezera. If a person buys grain from an Am Haaretz to plant it, ulebehema, or to feed it to his animal, kemach laoros, or he buys flour to treat a leather, hide, shemen laner, he buys oil in order to light the oil, shemen lasuch basa kelim, or in order to rub it on kelim to protect the kelim from rust, pater min haDemai. In all these cases, he does not have to take maestros from the produce if he bought it from an Am Haaretz, even though if you buy real tevel from an Am Haaretz for these purposes, you're not chayv maisos min haTorah, but you'd be chayv maisos midrabanan. But if you buy demai, not even midrabanan, you're not even chayv maisos on a drabanan level. Mikziv lahalan pater min haDemai. If from the area of Kziv, which is in the outskirts of Eretz Yisrael, it was not conquered by the Ole Bavel, and therefore it's potter from taking demai, because chum were not gozer demai anywhere that the Ole Bavel didn't conquer, meaning after 70 years of Golas Bavel, we came back to Eretz Yisrael, but we didn't get it all back. So the places that the Ole Mitzrayim conquered, but the Ole Bavel did not conquer, have a din of chutz la'aretz, and therefore the payrolls that grow there are potter from Meiser Shel Demai. The Yerushalmi says, you know what, it's not just demai, even real tevel is potter from Meisros in those places. The only reason it mentions demai over here is because we're learning Maseches Tamai. But in a chinami, you could have said that in these locations, even real mice, so even real tevel would be potter. The Rambam says that we're not choshish, that maybe peros are, that this would not be true by real tevel, because by real tevel, it's so close to Eretz Yisrael, they have to be choshish that it's exported produce, that it's produce that came from Eretz Yisrael. But when demai is only a suffix anyway, you don't have to be choshish that it's Eretz Yisrael, the produce. Chalas ama aretz. If an Am Haaretz is mafresh chala to give to a kohen, v'ameduma, or you have truma that gets mixed in with chulin in a way that the truma does not become batel. Normally we think of things as being batel b'shishim. The halacha by truma is that it's batel b'meya, that you need 100 times the chulin to the truma. And if you don't have 100 times to the chulin of the chulin to the truma, then it's meduma. Then it's called meduma. It's asur for Yisrael to eat, and it has to be all be eaten by a kohen. V'alakoach b'kesef ma'aser sheni, or if you have peros that were purchased from an Am Haaretz using Meiser Sheni money, whether it was Meiser Sheni Shel Demai, whether it was Meiser Sheni Avadai money, Ushiyari HaMenachos, or the Shirayim of a Karban Mincha, the left of, meaning a Karban Mincha, the halacha is that you take a kmitza, which is three fingers full, and you maktir that on the Mizbech, and all the rest of the flour is called the Shirayim of the Karban Mincha, and normally gets eaten by Kohanim. All of those things are Peturim min haDemai. They're potter from taking the Maestros of Demai. So Yerushalmi explains why that would be the case. Two possibilities. Either because at the time that they were Gozer on Demai, they simply were not Gozer on these things. Or some say that Amei Aretz can be trusted on these things because these are Kachim related things, and Amei Aretz are terrified of violating Isurim of Kachim, just like they're terrified of Truma Gedola because it's something that they'd be Chayv Misa for. Shemen Orev, if you have Shemen that is sweetened with Besamim, with spices that you buy from an Amei Aretz, Beishamai Mechayvin, Beishamai says you still have to take the Maestros of Demai, because they use it for anointing their skin. Ubeisil potim. Beisil says pot from demai because it can never be used for eating. Could only be used for anointing the skin. So the chum were not gozer mishum demai and such things. So some explain that the reason is since it's mixed with besamim, it's a mixture of demai and a tarovis of demai. The chacham were never gozer on. The chum were only gozer on real demai. So that's Mishnah Gimel. Now Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah is going to list things that you're not allowed to do with tevel vadai, but with demai you're allowed to do, since most Amei Aretz, remember, the whole Yisod of Demai is that really most Amei Aretz do take Trumas and Maisos properly. It's a minority of Amei Aretz that don't take Maisos, but we're still Choshesh for that minority. But because we recognize that the majority do take Maisos, there are a number of things that we would never allow with Tevel, but we do allow with Demai. So Demai Ma'arvin Bo. So number one, you're allowed to make an Eruv with Demai, whether it be an Eruv Tchumen, whether it be an Eruv Chatzeros. The Eruv food has to be food that you're allowed to eat, but normally you're not allowed to eat Demai. So Tevel you would not be allowed to make an Eruv with, but Demai you're allowed to. Umishtatvin Bo, you can make a Shitufei Mavuos if you're trying to join different mavuos together in the same communal structure so that you'll be able to carry from one mavoi to another on Shabbos. So they have to have a box of matzahs that joins them all together. That box of matzahs could be demai. Umevarchon 11, if someone eats demai, he benches at the end of the meal. That's how some understand. Others understand it means that he says a bracha rishona of hamotzi. Umezamnin 11, you do a zimun when you eat demai. But if you eat tevel, that's that you're not allowed to eat, so there is no bracha, there is no mezamnin 11, because the pasuk says, that if you're going to say a bracha on that which is asr, you're mocking the Ribbono Shel Olam. So demai, you're allowed to say a bracha on. But tevel, you would not be allowed to. Umafrish and also arum, you're allowed to be mafrish demai when totally unclothed. You're not allowed to be mafrish maisos from tevel when totally unclothed, because when you're mafrish maisos, it requires a bracha, and you're not allowed to say a bracha when you're not wearing any clothing. But demai, since it's only a suffix, does not require a bracha, and therefore you're allowed to take the maisos from demai even if completely unclothed. Ubein hashmashos, you could be mafrish demai on bein hashmashos of Erev Shabbos, so it might actually be Shabbos. You're not allowed to do that with Tevel, right? We know that from the Mishnah in Bava Madlikin. Savik Hashecha, Savik Ein Hashecha, Ein Ma'asner Savadai, Aval Ma'asner Sedemai. Right? That's what we say every Friday night in most shuls, that in Nusach Hashanah shuls. That it's Savik Hashecha, Savik Ein Hashecha, when you're not sure if Shabbos started or didn't start yet. So your Ma'asner Savadai, you could take Maestros from Ein Ma'asner Savadai, rather. You're not allowed to take Maestros from that which is really Tevel, but you're allowed to take Maisa from Demai. Ha'im hiktiv Maisa Sheni L'Rishon, and if a person takes Maisa Sheni before Maisa Rishon by Demai, Ein B'Klach Klum, it's not a problem, even though the halacha is you're not allowed to do things out of order, and normally you take Maisa Rishon before Maisa Sheni, you're not able to say the Vidui Maisos, because the Vidui Maisos says, I did K'chol Mitzvah Secha Asher Tzivisani, I did exactly what I was supposed to do. So our Mishnah is telling you that if you were Mafresh Maisa Sheni from Demai before you were Mafresh Maisa Rishon, in order to give Trumas Maaser to a Kohen, that's not a problem. It's not Ma'akev the Vidui. You're still going to be able to say that Vidui. Shemen Hagardi Tzach Be'etzva'osav, the oil that a person who weaves rubs his fingers with in order to soften his fingers so that the weaving process won't damage his fingers, Chayev B'demai, is Chayev in Demai, because it's absorbed in his skin and it's a physical benefit to his body. Sorik Nosin Batsemer, the oil that someone who's combing wool puts on the wool in order to soften it, Patvim Demai, that's Patvim Demai, because that's like Shemen that you would put on Kalim, that we said before, that you're Patvim taking Maisos Mishum Demai on such things. So to quickly review, we learned two Mishnayas. Mishnah Gimel taught us about that there's no demai, there are no halachos of being mafresh from demai if you're using it for something other than eating or drinking or anointing your skin with, like if you're using it to plant or to feed to an animal or to light, or you know, oil to light or to rub on a kli or anything like that. In all those cases, you're pata from demai. And Mishnah Dalit taught us that there are certain things that you're not allowed to do with real tevel, but you're allowed to do with demai, like to make an eruv with, to make a sheet of mevo. Mavuos on to say a bracha if you're eating it, to be mafresh it while you're not wearing any clothing, to be mafresh ben hashmashos. So all of those things relate to demai. You can do for demai when dealing with demai, but you're not allowed to do when dealing with real tevel. Okay, we'll stop there. And tomorrow we'll pick up with the second perek of Maseches Demai.